In this reflection, I'll be talking about drumming with Haogong, which is my service, and how I've made some progress in learning outcome 5, collaboration, working together to achieve an outcome. So in the service, I've had to collaborate with other students, my service leaders, and the clients that we work with, who are people from Haogong Center, who come to our school to be involved in our drum activity. So I think the easiest part in terms of collaboration was working with other students, because people in our school have quite high collaborative skills due to their experience and service in their earlier years. I also think that the teacher supervisors were pretty good at making sure, like, they laid down the foundation and gave some good ideas that really helped in the process, especially when we were stuck. I think the most difficult part was collaborating with the clients, because some of them, it was quite difficult to teach them how to play certain drum patterns, or teach them what activity we're doing, especially the more complex ones, because you want to make some progress, and some people in the service were making a lot of progress during the year. So kind of appealing to both people who are making a lot of progress and people who are making much, like, very fast progress, it was quite hard. So I think what challenges we did when working with the students, the hardest part was when people didn't show up, especially when they were meant to lead activities during the times when we had to run sessions, because this meant that other people had to learn quite quickly what they needed to do. And there was definitely times where we weren't sure what to do for a bit, especially when a lot of people didn't show up. So that was probably the biggest challenge. How did we overcome them? It was just being flexible with our schedule. We did eventually, earlier in the year, we did create backup plans into our schedule, and that helped fill out gaps when we didn't know what to do or sessions ran too quickly. Challenges that we couldn't overcome. I think one challenge we still haven't overcome is trying not to be repetitive with the activities that we do. I think there's a decent amount of repetition, which is important because the people that we are working with don't necessarily, not all of them, progress so fast. So repetition helps them get the fundamentals down, but it leads to boredom. So I think that being more creative would be helpful. And I think that relates back to collaboration, because if we can work together better in our planning sessions and come up with our own activities and not just the ones on the internet, because I think there's a limited amount on the internet that cater to the people of our clients. So being able to create our own activities would be quite helpful in reducing the repetition. Collaboration was probably the most important aspect of this service. If you think about how you have to collaborate with clients, you have to collaborate with other students in running the sessions, especially in grade 11, where we have more control over the planning of the session. It definitely takes a group effort to plan this session and not just one or two people doing them all. And I think the way that we set it up with little groups of around three planning different weeks, I think that was the best way to do it. I think in the future, I could be more effective in my collaboration by perhaps, I think I do a good job at helping out during sessions when we're not sure what to do, like taking leadership and just running activities, but I think I could do a larger part in the planning of sessions and helping other groups in different weeks rather than just focusing on my own group.